friends and neighbors. Welcome to my good old country. This is Blake Emmons, and we're coming to you live and in color from our studios here nestled in the hills of Tennessee at Big Mama, and of course the Boreal Forest in Nippon. And today, we've got a special feature, a theme song, or a theme for the whole show. Take a listen to this first one, and maybe you'll catch the idea.
You may think that I'm talking foolish. You've heard that I'm wild and I'm free. You may wonder how I can promise you now. This love that I feel for you always will be. Well, you're not just time that I'm killing. I'm no longer one of those guys. As sure as I live, this love that I give is gonna be yours until the day that I die. Oh, baby, I'm gonna love you forever. Talk about the weather, as long as old women sit and talk about old men. If you wonder how long I'll be faithful, I'll be happy to tell you again. I'm gonna love you forever and ever, forever and ever. Time takes its toll on the body, makes the young girl's brown hair turn gray. Well, honey, I don't care, I ain't in love with your hair. And if it all fell out, well, I'd love you anyway. They say time can play tricks on memory, make people forget things they knew. Easy to see, it's happening to me. I've already forgotten every woman but you. Oh, darling, I'm gonna love you forever, forever and ever, amen. As long as old men sit and talk about the weather, as long as old women sit and talk about old men. If you wonder how long I'll be faithful, just listen to how this song ends. I'm gonna love you forever and ever, forever and ever.
What a great country voice Randy Travis has. I was fortunate enough to meet Randy in what we called the Outback. I was one of those first few that moved outside Nashville. People said, what do you want to live way out there for? Well, hey, the land was cheap. I lived on Little Marrowbone Road, and then I found out that somebody new was moving in on Big Marrowbone Road, and it was Randy Travis. I got to know him pretty well and enjoyed. And there was another thing. There was another guy stuck out there in the woods. He had a thing called the magic organ way back. And my producer's nodding his head. Norbert, you would have fallen over when you saw what the magic organ looked like. It was this piece of crap machine, but he made incredible music on it. So there we all were out there in the woods enjoying life. Anyway, that was that generation. Speaking of generations, here's a man I only got to work with him once, but I did meet with him, and he gave me some advice. He said, you need to buy land along here. Because I was telling him about, I lived out in Cheatham County, Davidson County. He said, no, no, you need to get land here. Brentwood, buy along here, buy along there. And come to find out, after he passed, he owned most of that. But he did well. But I got to work with him one time. And what an incredible voice. Let's hear him sing first, and then I'll tell you a little bit more about that particular show, because it was a hoot. Here's Eddie Arnold.
Make the world go away and get off my shoulders. Say the things you used to say. Me astray. If you do, then forgive me and make the world go away. Make the world go away and get off my shoulders. Say the things you used to say and make the world go away. I'm sorry if I hurt you. I'll make it up day by day. Just say you love me like you used to, and make the world go away. Make the world go away and get it off my shoulders. Say the things you used to say. The world go away. Say the things you used to say.
Oh, he had that mellifluous, beautiful sound, kind of like Jim Ed Brown, Jim Reeves, guys that could just hold those incredible love ballads so well. But I got to tell you, folks, like I said, the first time I met him, he was the headliner of the second half of the show at the Minneapolis State Fair. And Red Sylvain and myself, and I'm trying to remember who else, a couple other local people, we were the opening act. So we did the first half of the show, and they're setting up all, because Eddie had, you know, full-blown orchestra, the whole thing. And it started to rain, just sprinkling, sort of. And Eddie and we're sitting back in the dressing room, and he delays and delays. And finally, this guy comes in, and he looked like he'd been in every Rocky Marciano fight. For you younger people, you don't know who Rocky is. He was a boxer. Anyway, he looked like he'd been in all those fights and lost them. And he said, which one, Eddie Arnold? And Red just pointed a finger. And so he goes over. He says, when the show going to start? And Eddie says, there's not going to be a show. The rain's, you know, the charts, and it'll ruin. The guy says, when the show going to start? And Eddie says, you don't understand. The rain and on the charts and things like that, and there's just not going to be a show. And this guy got like half an inch from Eddie's face, and he says, there's going to be a show. Red and I were in the corner just about falling over, and Eddie looked at me and says, I'll be Red out. And so the show went on, folks. Anyway, I digress, but it's one of those stories that I couldn't help but share with you, you know. So, anyway, speaking about guys, and you've gathered by now the theme of our whole show is love songs. And one of the guy that could write love songs at the drop of a hat, and I've had witness to, not myself personally, but I've heard other people talk about why he wrote so many songs. And basically, it was based on his love life. And this guy wrote so many that were based on his on and off again relationship with his wife, Audrey. So I thought, golly, Blake, pick one. So here's the one I picked. Here's Hank Williams with Cheatin' Heart.
Your cheating heart will make you weep. You'll cry and cry and try to sleep, but sleep won't come the whole night through. Your cheating heart will tell on you. When tears come down like falling rain, you'll toss around and call my name. You'll walk the floor the way I do. Your cheating heart will tell on you.
Hank Williams, like I said, inspired to write so many of his songs, like I said, The Cheating Heart, and many more that we'll play over the series of our shows. But like I said, they all related to his love life, personal, and most guys and gals that could hear them could relate. Here's another instance. This next song I'm about to play for you, the lady was married to a real, not nice person, let's put it that way, a controller, I think. She was a dear friend of my friend Loretta Lynn, and they often commiserated about songs and what to do and what not to do. And the funny thing is there was only a couple of years difference in their ages, whereas this lady was married to a guy that was a control, blah, blah, blah. I could go on and on. It wasn't a great relationship, let's put it that way. And maybe that's the reason why there was so much heart when you heard her sing like this one. Here's Patsy Cline.
I fall to pieces each time I see you.
like I told you, there's an emotion there in her voice, and God only knows where it came from, but I know a little bit about her relationship with her husband. And quite frankly, I learned a lot about that from Loretta. Loretta first got to meet her when Patsy Cline was in the hospital after a devastating auto wreck, and they got to be friends and, of course, shared a lot, which Loretta shared some of it with me. One of the things I didn't know was the fact that Patsy Cline actually helped pay Loretta's rent and brought food. She just helped her. But that's a whole other story. Hey, maybe during one of the shows it'll come back to me and I'll bring it up. But here's one for you. Looking for love songs and what to play. Of course, I knew both of these guys, but I didn't know that they'd actually recorded. And lo and behold, one of Buck's big hits was put together with this guy. And who'd have thought that George, with his reputation for the marriages and that, you'd never know. But you can tell it's Buck's guys playing. And here's a pair that you'll only hear here. Here's George Jones and Buck Owens.
Oh, the sun's gonna shine in my life once more. Love's gonna live here again. Things are gonna be the way they were before. Love's gonna live here again. Love's gonna gonna live here again. I hear bees humming and I know the days are coming. Love's gonna live here again. Love's gonna live here. Love's gonna
Yes, the dynamic duo. I think that's about the only duet they ever recorded. I'm not sure. But back then, you know, there was an era where country started to cross over, and love songs, I believe they had a lot to do with it. Like, in the late 70s, there's a country duo that had a number one crossover. I think it was in 1976. They were still playing joints like I used to play, places like the Rattlesnake Roundup in San Antonio, which was the name of a club that you would think, hey, who would be playing there? Well, that San Antonio was in San Antonio, Florida, which is where they're from, not Texas. So they're from Florida when this love song hit and brought them to the forefront. There's the Bellamy Brothers.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky, and there's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that love light shines all around us. So let that feeling grab you deep inside. Just let your love flow like a mountain. It's loving embrace, just feel the thunder. As it warms your face, you can't hold back.
Let your love flow. And the big question is how do you let your love flow? Where are you the happiest? Or somebody makes you happy? The love situation means that you've all got to be together, I think, in sharing your happiness. I remember when I first got together with my Diane, rest her soul, she said to me, "I think you could make me happy." And I said, "No, darling. I can't make you happy, but I can share my happy with you." And that's what we did. And that's my way, I guess, of introducing one of the segments that we have on most of our shows. Hey, forgive me if I took it for granted that I know, but I've experienced. So here's my episode of Take Charge that may help you be happy.
Everyone wants to be happy, but not everyone knows how. Today, I'll tell you about two ways to be happy. First off, how do you define happiness? Some people think happiness is getting all or most of the things they want. They always have lists of new things they want or are about to get. Cars, vacations, fancy clothes, new furniture, or the latest electronic toy. But often, these people are discontented. For no matter how much they acquire, they never seem to have enough. A new acquisition brings them pleasure, but only for a little while. Happiness is always in the future, always appearing, then disappearing. Someone once said that there are two ways to be happy. The first is to have all the things you want. The second is to have the wisdom to enjoy the things you have. When you practice the second way, you're able to appreciate the beauty that exists in the simplest elements of life. Even in hardship, you'll find many reasons to feel joy on a daily basis. Sure, you'll feel good when you acquire something new, but your real and lasting happiness will be found in relationships, in simple pleasures, in nature, and in actions that show love. If you remember that the time to be happy is now, and the place to be happy is where you are, you'll find a joy that no amount of money can buy.
So, my friends, take charge. And I'll tell you what, my friends, you're the one that's in charge. And here's a lady that is in charge of her total life. An incredible writer, an incredible lady. But the song I'm about to play you, so many people don't realize where it derived from. But Dolly Parton worked for years with Porter Wagoner. And then there became, as she grew in fame and fortune, or however you want to put it, ultimately Dolly needed to get out on her own. And Porter didn't take it too well, to be honest. Anyway, the song was first written because of that split up, that breakup. And that's when she wrote what became an iconic song. It became a smash hit for what's her name that did the movie. I can't think of her name right now. I'm not sure, but I'll come up with it after you hear this song. But here's Dolly Parton.
If I should stay, I would only be in your way. So I'll go, but I know I'll think of you each step of the way. All I am taking with me. Goodbye, please don't cry. We both know that I'm not what you need. Treat you kind, and I hope that you have all that you ever dreamed of, and I wish you joy and happiness, but above all of this, I wish you love.
Goodness, what an incredible song. And believe me, friends and neighbors, I think the fact that Whitney Houston, see, I finally remembered who it was, but in that movie, that song was such a smash internationally, and people learned of the writer, and I say, country music expanded internationally because of it. It's just one of those iconic songs that so many have cut since. I've heard so many different duets. But speaking about songs that have been cut by so many, Roy Orbison, Ray Charles, Jim Reeves, Freddie Fender, Eddie Arnold, they've written and lots of songs themselves, and they, of course, performed them. And I thought, you know, we're doing this show about love songs, and the songwriter on this one was Don Gibson, who I think I mentioned one time way back that I never really got to meet. But I love this song so much. Unfortunately, my producer said, gee, Blake, you do a pretty good job on it. So, hey, here's my love song for all of you.
I can't stop loving you, so I've made up my mind to live in memory of such an old lonesome time. I can't stop wanting you. It's useless to say, so I'll just live my life in dreams of yesterday. Those happy hours that we once knew, though long ago, they still make me blue. They say that time heals a broken heart, but time has stood still since we've been apart. I can't stop loving you, so I've made up my mind to live in memory of such an old, lonesome time. I can't stop loving you. It's so useless to say, so I'll just live my life in dreams of yesterday.
Hey, there you have it. My version that was recorded by many. Available to you soon. And I'm laughing about that. And my producer's nodding his head. I'm going, what? Well, what? Well, son of a gun. Hey, here's, you heard it here first, folks. Apparently, the producers of our show are going to put together a package, and that'll be one of the songs on 40 of our traditional country hits. And I guess the best place to find out about it will be on our website, which is Win Radio, whatever our website's named. I'll think of it in a minute. Also, on Win Radio Facebook page. I'll get more details on it, but I know when you punch it up on your computer, it'll come up. So, hey, good news. I can hardly wait to talk to my producer and find out what that's all about. Wow. Anyway, you know, you talk about songs that got recorded so many times. This next song is one that rocketed her to fame. This is, she basically, I got to know her because she was what you would call one of those outlaws, only an outlaw lady, you know. She, like myself, left home when she was 11 years old. And she was singing in bars when she was 15, which is where she kind of got discovered. But the main thing is she eventually came to Nashville. And in 1971, she got the best single. And, of course, the writer on this incredible love song was none other than Kris Kristofferson. So, here's one of the things that brought Sammy Smith to the attention of the world.
Take the ribbon from my hair, shake it loose and let it fall, playing soft against your skin like the shadows on the wall. Come and lay down by my side till the early morning light. All I'm taking is your time. Help me make it through tonight. me make it through tonight. I don't want to be alone. Help me make it through tonight.
Sammy Smith. Quite a story. She recorded for independent labels like Cyclone, Sound Factory, and a lot of them, respectively. But none of those efforts restored her to the prominence that she had when she did that on Columbia. And she unfortunately passed away in 2012. And you know, my friends, many of the introductions that I get to do on the songs that we choose to play, it hurts me when I hear that they've passed. And this one in particular, because I worked closely with him for years. We had a show called The Country Place, Showbiz Incorporated, that were initially responsible for me coming to Nashville and staying permanently. But I got to work with this guy so often, tour, sleep on the same bus, wake up in the middle of the night at the truck stops, things like that. But one of the things that Jim had shared with me was the fact that this was one of his two favorite songs. And by the way, this was written by a Canadian, David Foster. But I used to enjoy Jim Ed because for some reason or other, he really put an extra something into it. You could almost see a body change every time he went to play this song or to perform this song. And here's my friend, Jim Ed Brown, with Morning.
Here in this room, this narrow room, where life began when we were young, I smile. I feel your back pressed close to me, and hear your steady breathing as you sleep. Then as the first soft glow of dawn moves silver gray like paint along the wall, I touch your hand, feel your ring, and know this night is all we'll ever have. Suddenly I look into your sleepy eyes. You breathe my name and it just seems to dangle there. Then I feel your fingers running through my mind, jumbling up my thoughts to leave them tangled there. I know so well that this is all there is, and when we leave this room, it's gone. My mind is clear as we walk down the crooked little steps to the front door. A ray of sun that ricochets from off the rooftop lights our stumbling way. I touch your hand and feel your ring, and know this night is all we'll ever have. Suddenly I look into your sleepy eyes. Breathe my name and it just seems to dangle there. Then I feel your fingers running through my mind, jumbling up my thoughts to leave them tangled there. Suddenly I look into your sleepy eyes. You breathe my name and it just seems to dangle there. Then I feel your fingers running through my mind, jumbling up my thoughts to leave them tangled there. Suddenly I look into your sleepy eyes. You breathe my name and it just seems to dangle there. Then I feel your fingers running through.
As I'm listening, I can see him doing it. Morning. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll go from morning to tonight. How's that for a transition, folks? You heard it right here on My Good Old Country. He didn't start out as a country singer, but he sure transitioned all the genres of music. But I was fortunate enough to be at the mansion a couple of times for visits. That's a whole nother story. But when it came to country, he loved country. His show wasn't all country. Sometimes it was hard to tell the difference. But there was no way that you could not tell whose voice it was. Here's Elvis with a love song about tonight.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a bright summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? Do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight? I wonder if you're lonesome tonight. You know, someone said the world's a stage and each of us play a part. Play hidden and hidden, play in, play in. Plus tax. You read your lines so cleverly. I never missed a cue. They came back too. You forgot the words. You seemed to change, you fool. You acted strange, and why I never know. Why ever did it? Honey, who am I talking to? You lied when you said you loved me. I had no cause to doubt you. But I'm really going hearing your lies. And you go on living without you. The stage is bare, and I'm standing there without any hair. If you will come back to me, what the heck with it? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome?
Of course, everybody knew that voice. Elvis, of course. But here's one that, not all love songs were sad or had that thing that kind of teared you up. But this young man, it's strange how I met him. I was called up to replace someone on a show because there was a death in the family. And believe it or not, I got to come up from, I was living in the States, and I got called up to come and play in Ottawa, and I replaced Kitty Wells. There was a death in the family. Of course, the family was there, Johnny Wright, her husband, and everybody, but Kitty, like I said, had to go be away for a funeral. But I met this young man and got to be friends with him over the years, and then you may have first really heard about him because back then he would travel with Kitty Wells' show and the family. And he was Bobby Wright, the young kid. As a matter of fact, that same night was when I met Hank Williams Jr. too. It was a kind of a fun night, a real thing. My joy for me was I got this story in the paper that said stand-in steel show. I kept that one. I framed it. Never happened again, I don't think. Anyway, like I said, I digress. Bobby went on to show his different talents. He was an actor also in McHale's Navy, one of those deckhands, and he had a semi-regular part. But, hey, I just loved him because he was exciting on stage. So, here's something you probably never might have not have heard. You may have heard if you're a dyed-in-the-wool country fan. But here's Bobby Wright.
Sing a song about love. Sing a song about love. Mankind's folly is warping my mind. Sing a song about love. Some nude woman is found at the bottom of a swimming pool. Some young hoodlum robs a grocery store and they shoot the fool. A sucker gets caught with another man's wife. He gets chopped up with a butcher knife. Shut it off, sing a song about love. Sing a song about love. Sing a song about love. A boy and girl in each other's arms like a pair of mating doves. Mankind's folly is warping my mind. Sing a song about love. Some protester is burning his body in gasoline. Some young drunk runs over a bridge in his flaming machine. While maniacs burning buildings down, a girl leaps 40 stories to the ground. Shut it off, sing a song about love. Sing a song about love. Sing a song about love. A boy and girl in each other's arms like a pair of mating doves. Sing a song about love. Sing a song about love. Mankind's folly is warping my mind. Sing a song about love. Children looking at war and violence on a TV screen. Their parents wonder why they grow up to be hateful and mean. Mommies and daddies fighting night after night. The kids growing up thinking this is life. Shut it off, sing a song about love. Sing a song about love. Sing a song about love. A boy and girl in each other's arms like a pair.
Ha ha! Of course, going with the theme of our show, that was Bobby Wright singing a song about love. This next one, I don't know whether it's a tutorial on love or an instruction manual. I don't know, but I do know this. I just love to hear this man sing. And I was honored to get to work with him on many occasions. Actually, when I did work with him, he hadn't got full orchestra and that. But he is the one country singer that Johnny Carson went the full mile and hired extra strings in that when he appeared on his show. As a matter of fact, Johnny Carson said he was his favorite country singer. And he just was a class act, man. Anyway, folks, here's one. We've heard about the bad times. Well, here's about the good times with Ray Price.
Don't look so sad. I know it's over, but life goes on, and this old world will keep on turning. Let's just be glad we had some time to spend together. There's no need to watch the bridges that we're burning. Lay your head to mine. Hear the whisper of the raindrops blowing soft against the window, and make believe you love me one more time. Father, good time. I'll get along. You'll find another, and I'll be here if you should find you ever need me. Don't say a word about tomorrow or forever. There'll be time enough for sadness when you leave me. Lay your head upon my pillow. Of the raindrops blowing soft against the window, and make believe you love me one more time. Father, good time.
You know, my friends, he says it all with that last line, for the good times. And that's what most of the love songs are about the good times. Conversely, there's some sad things too, but today you heard from Randy Travis, I'm Gonna Love You Forever and Ever, and on the other side, Eddie Arnold wanting to make the world go the way that other people want it to go, and Hank Williams talking about cheating heart. And then you got Dolly Parton singing I Will Always Love You. And me, I can't stop loving you. And quite frankly, I can't stop loving you all. All our listeners, you wounded warriors out there, first responders and people that have helped us to where we are on our show. This is my good old country. And if you'd like to reach out to us, we'd sure be glad to hear from you. It's pretty simple. winradio@gmail.com. Or check us out on the website, winradio.org, I believe it is. But you'll be able to find us. Drop us a note. Let us know what kind of songs you'd like to hear. And keep us in mind, next time you're thinking about country music, think traditional. Because we're coming to you live. And on this station is where tradition starts. Our mother station is the last letter is J, which stands for the jewel in country music. So, my friends, this is Blake Emmons once more thanking you for being with us here on My Good Old Country. And remember, love somebody every day and love yourself along the way.
My Good Old Country is created by the sole ownership of the Wounded Warriors Weekend Foundation. The Wounded Warriors Weekend Foundation is a not-for-profit company dedicated to the benefit of our servicemen and women worldwide. To learn more about Wounded Warriors Weekend, Camp Independence, and Canines R Us, please go to woundedwarriorsweekend.org.